O'Neill was allowed march out through the defence, and David Burke was the closest player to him and trying to get goal side of him. You had lads that I had coached were standing up trotting after Colin O'Neill when they should have been sprinting to get goal side of him. And that's want and desire, Paul. You know, you're playing for the jersey here. You're playing for your county. You know? So like I'd be asking questions of them rather than looking at management, I'd be asking questions of them. It's down to you lads at the end of the day. If you're putting on a maroon jersey, you have a responsibility to perform at the highest level. There's no point going to the gym in the early mornings and working as hard as they do if they're not going to put a shift in when they haven't got the ball. They're not working hard enough off the ball.
The Maroon and White Pod brought to you by CityLink. For bookings, timetables, updates, and any other information, head to citylink.ie. You're welcome along to the Maroon and White Pod. Unlike the football for this week, it's a bit of a dampener here with Ireland. Given the result against Wexford, we all knew it was going to be a battle, but a really disappointing second half performance where Galway simply had no answer at all for Wexford. I'm joined by Jeff Linsky. That's a tough one to take, Jeff.
Look, if you half time, you'll be happy enough, Paul, with the breeze to come in the second half. Whether the early Wexford Storm got us back in the game, got some really good scores, really good interplay, kind of sorted out our own long put out. But second half, I just felt we probably ran out of energy. Did the journey go down, take it out of them? And looking at it, is it time to kind of twist in terms of bringing the younger fellas on now and give them a chance?
Just with that, given our record against Wexford, do you think we underestimated them at the weekend?
Think so. Like, from listening to the commentary from Henry and on local media, look, they had lost in Corrigan Park the previous week. So look, everyone knows when you go down to Wexford Park there. They turned to Kenny over last year to stay up, so it's always a tough place to go to. But look, whatever about systems and style of play and plans and whatnot, at the bottom line is you need your players hungry and working and tackling and tracking. And I don't think we did that in the second half whatsoever. When Johnny's coming on, we're becoming probably a bit too much one-dimensional. Like obviously he's a good target man, but you need players around him that's going to feed off him. But I looked at the stat there on the Sunday game. I don't know if it's right or not. For me looking at it, couldn't be right in terms of 66 possessions over 70 minutes of hurling. Couldn't be. But I just think we're not using the ball well enough. We're getting turned over too much. And like that's causing a huge amount of problems, especially in the first half. Carrying the ball out of the defence, getting turned over, carrying the ball through traffic in the middle turned. Not releasing the ball quick enough, and we're causing ourselves an awful lot of problems, an awful lot of problems.
You put the result of the weekend down to, it might be harsh when I say this, but just a lack of work rate and a lack of energy.
You can challenge each other, challenge management, but sure, like at the end of the day, like it needs to come from the players on the field. Like, first goal Rory Connor got, like whatever, like Doughty missed a catch, ball breaks, he's a free run through, the defense. That he has to be tracked. Like they're the injured man, Lee Chin, Conor McDonald, Rory Connor, all these lads have to be tagged and marked. You can't give any of them three any freedom whatsoever. They're going to hurt you. Obviously, they tried to rectify the issues with midfield against Kilkenny. Just heard of Tom there and Ronan. Tom won a few breaks in the first half. Ronan didn't win any breaks, and that's his primary job as a midfielder. But look, it's backs against the wall stuff now, the next two games, and the answering game is going to be critical, as with the Dublin game.
It is our problem this year that we haven't been able to match up with teams. Maybe bearing aside the Limerick performance, we have seemed to struggle playing teams that maybe we're expected to beat at our own level this year.
Look, you can only judge what we saw in the league, and it was very inconsistent. for against Kilkenny, you'd be fairly happy with the first 20, 25 minutes, but could we sustain that work rate? Our ball usage was really good the first 25 minutes, type of ball that we're getting into our forwards. It was on the outside shoulder hitting grass, but look, Conor Whelan got one possession in the second half. So like if I was an inside forward, I wouldn't be particularly happy with the type of ball going in. But are we allowed to build play? We're not. Like the Wexford tackling from their half forward in midfield, like, was savage, especially in the first half and the second half, And they set the platform then. Like if they're turning you over that high up the pitch, they're going to create scoring chances and they're going to convert. And I think that's our biggest problem is our half forward line and midfield need to work harder.
That's an easy thing to say, but it's a hard thing to get across the board here. But as a manager, obviously, you just need to tell him that it needs to be better. But how do you go about that, getting your half forward line and your midfield to work harder?
You're tackling the nearest man beside you. If he goes past it, you're staying alive in the tackle. You're going with him, because invariably he's going to run to somebody who's going to have to turn left or right, and then you're there again. And now it's a 2-on-1. And sure, look, the percentages of turning the player in possession is a lot higher when it's a 2-on-1. But like Wexford at times were tackling those with 2, 3-on-1, 4-on-1. They were swarm tackling. And our lads aren't doing that. They're not staying connected as a group around the middle third. So there was a really good example in the first half where they went down the line. Beano did a really good job of using the sidelines and extra defender, showed him down. Then they ran into Joseph. Ball was turned over. We got a score from it. But there wasn't enough of that from our inside line coming out, helping out the half forward line, helping out the two midfielders. Midfielders in helping up in the two lines, so yeah, you mean whatever out the possession stats, but the tackling count was probably fairly poor. I haven't taken a look at the second half, I only looked at the first half, but I wouldn't be particularly happy with the kind of teamwork in terms of ball usage one, but your basic block of any team is your attitude and mindset to work with, particularly in the second half, it wasn't there.
Just I was actually putting the scores together at the end of this game from the Wexford game to the Kilkenny game. It's like it's was it 120, was it 128 in the end? Yeah, 128, and then you're looking the last day at 29 points. That's just you're talking there, and like it's obviously all coming from that maybe that we're not working hard enough around the middle third or even from the forwards letting backs out at some stage, but like. We're conceding far too much at the moment.
Our middle third aren't working hard enough. And you can dress it up in any which way you want, but it boils down to that you have to turn the ball over in the modern game. And you need guys tracking and working hard off the ball, getting goal side when the ball is turned over. There was examples in the league game against Limerick where Colony was allowed to march out through the defence and David Burke was the closest player to him and trying to get goal side of him. You had lads that I had coached were standing up trotting after Colony when they should have been sprinting to get goal side of him. And that's want and desire, Paul. You're playing for the jersey here. You're playing for your county. So like I'd be asking questions of them rather than looking at management. I'd be asking questions of them. It's down to you, lads, at the end of the day. If you're putting on a maroon jersey, you have a responsibility to perform at the highest level. There's no point going to the gym in the early mornings and working as hard as they do if they're not going to put a shift in when they haven't got the ball. They're not working hard enough off the ball.
Yeah, it was interesting because I was even listening to James Gale on the Hurling Pod last night, and he was saying that the finger can't just be pointed at Henry here.
No, it's reciprocal. It's a 50-50 relationship between players and management. And like if they really want it and really want it bad enough, they need to sit down as a group and sort it out and get their heads right and sort it out for the next two games.
Would you
Because they
have a few
work.
home truths here if you're involved?
I have all sides. They're men, they're adults. Have adult conversations and sort it out. It's the only way they're going to get their heads clear for the next two games. They couldn't be happy coming home in the bus from Wexford. That's It's a serious journey down, never mind back up if you get bet. But I just think there's a few home truths probably need to be said both, and they probably need to listen to each other. It can't just be one way. Like, whatever about when the player got sent off for the tackle on Donald, the fight and desire there for the last 20 minutes, like it was 15 against 14,
It felt like an extra, nearly 3 extra minutes,
Yeah,
Jason.
because their attitude was on. They were switched on. They were ready to go. They were ready to battle and fight. Their backs were to the wall. Our backs were to the wall now. So you can look at it from the point of view of like what did we score the last 20 minutes with the breeze? We got what 10 points second half. It was 15-13 at half time.
Yeah, 15-13, yeah.
We got 10 points second half. Sure, the guys know themselves. Look, they have high standards as a group, but they need to start looking at each other and question and challenging and put in a bit of accountability, and you just can't point every finger at Henry here. Like it's there's both sides to it.
Do you think it's the way you're talking there, you feel like a lot of this needs to come from the players? Is it nearly something where you have to kind of nearly maybe just leave it? It's not all of it, because I'm sure Henry's going to come in here and try and understand why they didn't get to these levels, but you nearly leave some of this to the players to try and sort out themselves.
Sides to this, like the modern approach is, it's at the center point of all this is the relationship between the management team and the players. It's 50-50. There has to be trust and honesty and openness and accountability. When something like this happens, two things can happen. You can bury your head in the sand or actually trash it out and sort it out, and you get a great bounce out of it if they sort it out. If they don't discuss what went on or what's going on, then you're going to get the mixed match performance that we've got in some of the games. Like, let's be frank here. Like, if Evan hadn't come on against Kilkenny, would we have got the draw? Probably not, but I do think there's parts of the game where they can do better on, in terms of the long puck out, working the ball higher up the pitch, getting better quality ball inside for the lads, because look, I know how good the lads are, but they're being starved of ball. Like they're not getting. You look at the type of ball Wexford were getting inside, and the damage they were doing. We're not getting the same quality of ball whatsoever.
Is that obviously the ball, like we can all admit, it's been way too much hitting up this year. When a back's just getting a ball and he's driving it, he's not looking up. But does some of that need to be worked on too with shape? Because in the second half, Johnny Glynn was inside by himself. It felt like Brian Kincannon and Conor Whelan were nearly in the half forward line, and then the rest of the forwards just seemed to, maybe because they weren't getting ball, try to go into the middle third then as well.
Was probably no, there was a breakdown problems in the second half in terms of shape and formation. You could see that clearly from the game. And look, the commentators were referencing before and after. The lads on GovFM were referencing before and after. But the only group that's going to sort that out is the player that says analyze the game, look at it, track and map out where the ball is coming from. And we know the stats on ball being struck from the 21 to 45. You've retention rate of probably whatever, probably 25%. You get the ball between the 265s like we did in the first half. I think we got two balls into the lads, three balls, sorry, into the lads. We've got three scores from it. Whelan, one savage catch, one ground ball from Ronan, another score came from it. But like there's not enough that happened. Is our half forward line coming in? Link and play, get runners off the shoulder, in terms of working that ball out. But is it hitting hope, or is it the lads trusting each other to be brave enough and courageous enough to work the ball out? That's the question we asked. Because you can't doubt their skill. That's for sure. You can't doubt that. But you'd be questioning the mindset and attitude in the second half in particular. When the pressure came on, did they front up and stand up? Like, Conor Cooney was thrown over by Liam Ryan there in the first half. Jesus, like, who came in there now to put a marker down? That shouldn't happen. Like, he was just thrown over.
Particularly when it's so early on, like you want to set a
Ah,
marker.
it's away from home. Like, you back up your teammate. You don't allow something like that to happen. You don't allow that to happen to a goalkeeper or your teammate. You back up, you front up, you know, but that didn't, that's a no-no for me, like.
There's not a whole lot of positives like from this performance. There's no point in saying otherwise. Are the positives though, like Port Mannion played well at stages, got a key block in the first half, and Wexford had a big goal chance. Gavin Lee got two great points. Evan seemed to go well from play, seemed to link to play. Joseph Cooney won some key ball in the second half. Are they the positives he would take away?
The only positive we have in football is we're 3 points on the board. We have two games left. That's
Okay.
it. That's it. We're still in the championship.
But would you say, do you think those three or four players were the standout performers for Goa?
I any given day you put on a Galway jersey, you want your players to perform to their optimum level. There was two of them the last day that didn't play to their potential. And they know that themselves. And it's going to be a hard week for them. It's going to be a tough week until they get together as a group and train, sort it out, train collectively, and iron out the issues that they have, and then obviously get themselves ready for Corrigan Park. It will probably work to our benefit that they have the week off. You know, they can refresh, recharge the batteries, meet up during the week. At least then the emotion and the all the emotive stuff should be out of it. That stage, it's calm minds and calm heads now to kind of piece us back together again. But like looking at that game, the last day the way it finished, you know, that's there was a it was a poor Galway display from a group of lads that been huge amount of enjoyment to us as hurling supporters over the years, you know, and they know they're better than that.
If your manager here, do you reference the noise outside? No. You don't think he'll pay any attention to it?
If they're tuned in focus, you know, they know it's there. You know,
Yeah.
and they're all under pump and they're all under pressure. And like Antoinette says, a lot of hyperbole in Galway. You've seen it with Joyce there on Sunday, you know, making reference, like which journalist he was making reference to in terms of his record. His record, it's his record against Mayo. You know, that was fact for sure. Winning is currency, Paul. And if you don't win in Galway, you're going to get absolutely savaged. And that's what it is. We go from one extreme to the next, to the hurling public and the football public. But look, it could be a good thing that this happened. You know,
Yeah, is this good because it happened early in the year?
it happened early in the year. We don't want the same feeling that we got last year in the second half against Limerick, where we're all getting excited in the first 7.5 time and then that happens in the second half, you know. But look, there's like at Ness, there's learnings in it. You know, but the outside noise is always going to be there. But you just look, these lads are mentally strong enough to kind of to ride the waves and stick together is the most important thing and come together for the good of Galway. And I think if they can get to that end point and realize they're all in, they all want the same thing. Look, we all want them to win. We all want them to do well. We all want them to perform. But Jesus, like, we can't be looking at what we looked at the last day against Wexford.
Just before we just kind of look at maybe some players that might be involved the next two games that they have, like we talked there about how in a management setup you would go about getting the players to work harder. But the use of ball is something that's kind of went on all year. Like how do you go about fixing that?
First half alone, Park got caught when he should have offloaded to G-Max straight away. You know, it's a give and
Drew Toohey
go.
as well in the second half.
It's a 1-2. Conor Cooney got caught twice. Gareth Mack got caught twice. Like for me in the modern game, you can't solo the ball in the middle third. It's just too much traffic. You've got to let the ball do the work. And it's all intricate 1-2s, you know, triangles running off the shoulder, third man runs, all that stuff. You know, the lads will be well used to. But like if I pair it all back, Paul, you play what you see. You move the ball quick. And if you do that, because Limerick haven't got blinding pace either. But their skill
Yeah.
level is so high in terms of their offloads and their sick passing, it gets them out of trouble. Like I would have looked at this for the last couple of years with their own lads, like their stick passing, running off the shoulder. needs to improve. It's not at the level of Limerick, but sure, nobody is. If you look at the Kilkenny team, when they turn the ball over, win the ball, they invariably go with a hand pass first at the first action, and they will mind the ball and work with somebody that's able to
Oh, we
slide
seem
it.
to go with hitting it straight away.
Well, no, we didn't. The boys are still trying to find someone in a better position to
Okay.
do it, but they're still hitting it too deep at times.
Yeah.
The phase of play that we need to develop is getting that ball between the 265s, or even between the 45 and 65s. We have enough ball strikers there to give a good quality ball besides the lads. But like, if you map out what the lads are getting, first half they've probably got four or five balls between Beano and Whelan. Second half, and there's a lot of blind striking at times as well. That's fine if you have a Declan McLaughlin inside or pace, but like, if they're really in tune, I think Gavin hit a ball in the second half into the corner. He was under pressure. If you're really in tune and you see somebody about to strike the ball, you're moving straight away. But you couldn't really see from the telly exactly what the shape of formation was. You guys know because you're at it. You couldn't see it from GA Go, but you could work out Johnny's inside and everyone else's foot out. But like Johnny, even in at his height in 15, 16, and 17, he needed somebody around him that he could offload to. His forte is winning primary possession. But
Yeah, because
like,
it's just that's what Chin had at times. Like, I know he got some tremendous scores, but like, even sometimes he won ball in the first or second half, he had men off him.
and our lads, whatever about going back the way to help. Ronan was the only one that broke the line the first time that was supporting. He got a point. There is enough that Tom would have the legs to get in there. Conor Cooney should as well. But look, it's going to be interesting for the Antrim game in terms of team selection. I'm sure Shireen will be interesting on whenever they're back in terms of 15 and 15. I presume they'll have 15 and 15 at the weekend to see where lads are at. But look, it's disappointing, Paul, because look, we enjoy a long summer. I'm in North Galway here, so the place is buzzing after Sunday. Mayo were bet, but for us, we want to see our own team doing well.
There's safe to say there's a lot of questions coming in about younger players in the squad not seeing significant game time this year. Do you think now is the time that these younger players are presented with an opportunity?
They have to earn the right. It's not performance training. No, it's performance training. That's a different story. I know a lot of them young lads with fits, and I know the caliber of the player they are. They won't let you down if they get an opportunity. I can guarantee you that. But look, we know there's a cycle coming here where the generation, the 17th generation, they're going to be moving on, and these lads need to be blooded in terms of getting their senior experience and developing themselves, but like, you're looking at on all of us on the bench the last day, Tiernan Killeen, like we were talking off there, you have Keane Manley, you have Shane Cooney, you have Jamie Ryan, all of these lads. Like, sometimes you just have to change it. If it ain't work, it's the definition of madness is, doing the same things over and over again, expecting the same results. But if it ain't working, you gotta twist and change it. But the good of the panel, there's no point having lads training since last November if you're not going to trust him.
Yeah, because it was interesting to hear Henry in the interview. He said there's going to be lads who are on this 26 that didn't get on today, and they're going to be looking at that team and saying, I'm good enough to get a chance here.
It would be interesting Saturday or Sunday. And if you have to bruise egos, fine, you bruise them for the good of the group, the good of the team.
There should be
Look,
no egos.
every player is an ego. Every manager is an ego.
Okay.
We all have egos. But it's getting the right people on the pitch that are going to do a job for the group. That's the job of a manager and a coaching team. But as I said, look, the first half to last half, it was 15-13, got ourselves back in the game. But the second half, when, look, I suppose Wexford were so hurt from the Antrim game, they knew if they lost, they were more or less gone. So their motivation was probably at a higher level. No, sorry, it was at a higher level than Ireland's.
Yeah.
They had the want, they had the hunger, they had the desire. And if you're slightly off it by a few percent at that level, you're going to get caught. And our lads were slightly off it.
So who do you be like? Obviously, we seen when Tipperary got hammered to Limerick, they didn't tear up the script. They made a few changes. I don't think it's going to be anything drastic at this stage in the year, but you're probably going to see a few faces. Like, we're not going to see seven or eight changes here, but who would you be bringing in?
Like Colin Mann is going to be back, you
Yeah.
know. I'd go with Tiernan Cleen, you know. I'd give him a chance midfield.
Midfield.
If you want someone that's going to put really good quality ball inside, he'll do it. If you want someone that's going to score, he'll do it. I'd give Owen Lawless a chance. I'd give Keane Mann a chance. I'd give, you know, one of them boys a chance, you know,
Would you
just
give
to.
Owen Lawless and Keane Mahoney a chance together?
I know you'd well, Antrim you could, you know, but Antrim
Yeah.
has pace up top now. Antrim have pace up top. So
There's probably
teams.
there's an opportunity there, you could argue, for one of them now with Darren out injured.
Yeah, and like you looked at Wexford, particularly in the second half against the Breeze, they were running hard at us down the middle. So like we got inject pace and there. You could argue slot Keenan back into six again. For me anyway. You know, and keep the pace around him with you can go Tom, you know, Rowan or Tiernan, you know, either or. But you need to get somebody to be able to get their hands in the ball. You need a David Burke that was, you know, 3 or 4 years younger. Well, you need someone coming into the halfback and Lincoln playing distributing the ball
Would you bring David back in?
for 15, 20 minutes. You
You
know.
don't, not for 70, no.
Well, look, you have to be honest here. Like, you know, it's like any game, you know, and David's given off unbelievable service. I think he has definitely a role to play still. But for me, it'd be the last 15 minutes. You know, the modern game's legs, you know, athleticism, its size, its power. That's the way it's gone now. So we got to take a look at what we have on the squad and say, all right, let's go with these. Because, look, whatever you're looking at now in terms of what worked. Did the draw mask a lot of our deficiencies? Probably did. And then Henry would have learned an awful lot from the Wexford game in terms of what needs to happen. You know, so he's now looking 26 to 34 now and saying, right, let's go with these lads and see what happens. So your A versus B game will be interesting come Sunday.
Sean Lennon has played a lot wing back this year in particular. Does he come back into the midfield equation, or would you keep him out in the half back line? Because you talk about Keenan there six, but maybe we do need some pace in wing back in particular there to drive forward.
Modern wing backs, a bit like the modern day Gaelic footballer. They're up and down the pitch, they're creating overlaps. Sean can play anywhere, really. If you look at Sean's career
Yeah.
with Turlough, especially the year got to the final, he was their best inside forward. You know, I trust him 100% from midfield up, you know, in terms of his attitude and his work rate. I don't know, was he injured the last? I don't know. I don't know. But like he's. Look, don't even get you could challenge Sean as his distribution at times. He goes for a crossfield ball from inside his 45, and there's always going to be a sitting six, you know, cutting it out, you know. That's one part of the game he probably needs to improve. But look, that's the choice of management, you know, is having players ready. There's no point in them training all year, Paul. And when the pressure now is on for, I wouldn't say wholesale changes, but changes. But I do think the Kilkenny game, in particular in the second half, when they were working the ball out in waves, we didn't get goals out of them to turn the ball over enough. We did in the first half. We did in the first half, but we didn't do in the second half.
So, who would you be going with in midfield with Tiernan?
I'd go with Tom. Yeah, I'd go with Tom on him, yeah.
You obviously think that's Tom's best position.
I'd have Tiernan coming in, helping out the half-back line, feed him the ball, distribute it to the boys inside, and Tom then slightly higher than breaking the line, helping out the half-forward line. But the break in front, the last Tom picked up a few breaks, I reckon, it was early Ronan, didn't. But I just think Strupceon and Puchholz were overrunning the landing zone too many times, or were not reading it well enough. And then the odd ball that actually breaks in behind that we're not getting it either. So I think it's a structural thing. If you look at the top teams at present now, they have one man up. They're nearly going in a pot of threes and fours. There's two on the break in front and one behind. I just think from a structural thing, we're missing a trick with the ball that breaks through. And that happens to us for some reason a lot. Towards the latter stages of the first half, I think Joseph got on one. Conor Whelan got on one as well at times, you know. But there was a passage of play there as well in the first half where the boys were trying to work it out and they went back to Darragh and went back out the far side. And there was a pod then the far side of the pitch at 2-2. We won the break and I think we got a score from it. We didn't do that enough, you know. Our second phase, a poker strategy probably needs a bit of work as well.
Just on this, we've played poor at forward this year, and we've tried to get him as the free man, but it seems at certain stages we're not able to. Would you keep him in that four role? Because what they seem to be doing there is to get Pádraic into this four role as a Barry Nash, and just with that, like the centre of the defence has been switched up a lot this year. Keenan was at six. He was moved out to the wing the last day. Fintan was at three. Then you have G-Mac and Doughty there too. What would you do with that as well?
Garage was fine the last day. Garage got back at one stage, got an unbelievable hook in the first half. If you're going to be playing as a plus one, distribution is important, but you need to ensure that you don't get turned over inside your 21, and you need to ensure that when you're striking a ball, the die is not bouncing twice, you know, to him. Like, you put it into his hand, you know, so like. Park will know that himself. But I'd rather have Park out as a wing back. And I'm probably referring to Tiernan Cleen here too much. But over the last 2 or 3 years, we used Tiernan in that role. And there was no better player in the country at Fitzhaven. I think he got an Ossier before that for the role that he had with us in terms of that plus one, freeing him up and the boys finding him and him distributing the ball to the boys. And he'll give the accurate pass to the half forward line, or else if he's on his 45, he's going to hit a lovely floating ball to grass for the lads as well. I just think they need to take a look at the distribution. If the distribution isn't there, then you need to put lads into the half back line that are able to distribute the ball better. So Garage wouldn't be renowned as the best ball striker. He's an out and out defender. And Doughty is not regarded as the best ball striker either, you know. You could even throw Doughty into midfield, Paul, you know, to change things up. If you want to someone with size and scope that's going to win them
Do you think
50-50
Doughty back to
crosses.
three and Fintan out to four?
Possibly, yeah, but we need pace. We need pace. Like, we're getting caught with teams that are running us straight down the middle. So for me, like, you take a look at what you have and start trusting the lads, probably also in the 26th. I'd say there'd probably be a curveball if one, if not two of them will be brought in for the answering game.
Yeah. It's interesting there when you're talking about Pori too. You maybe move back out. I think there's a lot of chopping and changing to do that they can go around in their head there defensively. We haven't really touched attacking wise, like as we were saying, Gavin, Joseph, and Evan were decent in patches yesterday. Beano and Whelan are going to be there. What else? How else would you now maybe freshen it up in attack?
I'd put Beano back out to half forward line, leave Whelan inside, or even start Johnny and Connor together up top and give Evan that role, put Connor Cooney back up on the wing or Connor to 11. Like, Connor was probably trying too hard in the first half, so last time got turned over a couple of times when the players were outside of me, but offloaded quicker.
If you're going with Connor and Johnny, is can we start to see Liam Collins or Declan McLaughlin in beside them?
Liam even talked the last. He wasn't on
No,
the
he wasn't
26. No,
talked.
I don't know. Like, Liam hasn't been talked for the last 3 games, so I'd say there's probably a recurrence to that injury that he's had. I'd go with Decky, because Decky had a really good Fitz campaign until he broke his hand. Like he
Got a good
was,
hit in the last day and good point too. Even
yeah,
I know it was dead like, but it was still good like to see that kind of an attitude.
yeah. Look, but you can have different formations up top, Paul. You can go with a two. and a one coming out, or you can go one with two coming out. You know, there's many different variations that you can have. But like, if we're serious about Johnny at this stage, he's going to need to start him against Antrim to get 50, 55 minutes under his belt, if you want to be fair with him. Like, I'm trying to think, did he have possession the last time? No. Had he possession against Kilkenny? He'd won ground stroke, you know. So like, you're kind of going, to be fair to him, start him and see, get him into the game, get his confidence of a look, get him up to the pace of it. But like, there is a scope there for Decky, Erling Collins. For me, like, you have Antrim, you have Dublin next. So you're looking at, right, got to make changes here. But you're still in your back of your mind saying to yourself, we should beat Antrim. We should. And we should take care of Dublin inside and Pier Stadium. Then it's going to be down to scoring difference, am I right? Because you've got three teams.
Yeah, well, the only thing is you're probably going to have like a Wexford or Kilkenny winning if it doesn't finish in a draw. So that might take one of them out of the equation. Because if we win our last two games, we'll be on 7. Kilkenny obviously still have to play Carlow, so they're going to move on to 5. I suppose if Wexford were to beat Kilkenny and we were to win our last two, yeah, scoring difference is going to come in there, yeah.
So
Yeah.
you're looking at getting yourselves ready again for an Leinster final. And then we're into, if you win that, you know, but we're looking too far down on the road here. My
Yeah.
primary concern here now is managing this week and getting the lads ready for the Antrim game in terms of their mindset and pressing the reset button. But like, it's difficult to say, right, Decky started against Carlow, no sign of Lean. Tiernan didn't come on either against Carlow, am I right?
Yeah.
Didn't come on, you know, so it is a curveball in lots of ways, but I think it's worth the risk, because I know the qualities that he has. So if our lads aren't getting ball either to the half hour line or to the inside line, I'd be looking at putting Cork, Keenan. You know, I'd be putting guys who were able to strike the ball 30 yards, six passes, and 60 yards into pockets of space. That's what I'd be looking at. But look, that's the drive of Paul. You know, it was disappointing, but look, we're still there.
Yeah, I just think we need to be prepared, though, don't we, going to Corrigan? Because if Antrim get a result against this weekend against Dublin, they're in a fantastic position.
Yeah, where's that on now?
It's on in Parnell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, you're looking at our champ, the Leinster Championship, compared to the Munster, and it is chalk and cheese in terms of the quality of play and the pace of it at times. Like that game on Saturday night, the Waterford Tip game was an incredible game in Ireland.
Yeah.
It was, you know, in terms of the scores, but like, we got really good scores in the first half. Like, we got really good interplay scores in the first half. But whatever, second half just went out the window. You know, when you look at it, back at it, when you lose a game, there's a multitude of reasons, but it always boils back to one thing: it's your mindset. And how was the mindset there in terms of realizing what Wexford were in a hole, backs were to the wall? And I don't think our backs were to the wall, really. I think we got a draw against Kilkenny. You know, we got out of jail. You know, there's a bit of a comfort there. But I find when players are comfortable and there's no edge, you get a performance like that. But I think, hopefully, touch wood, the edge comes back into them for the next two games.
Just before you finish, you talk mentally there. Is this where a psychologist is valuable now?
Depends what psychologist you have. Yeah, look, there's some really good people out there that are able to. I call them the good marbles and the bad marbles, the positive and negative ones, you know. But can you get the bad marbles out and get all the good marbles in, is the other side of it. Yeah, look, that's the job of the manager with the sports psych, to kind of, and that's the fun part of it, if you get it right. You know, to get the players to kind of believe again in what they're doing. And there's always going to be setbacks along the journey, but you're guaranteed that. But do you have the resilience and the resolve to kind of bounce back? That's the beauty about the game of Ireland. The ability to bounce back from this. And the only way they're going to put that right is on the training pitch and in Carrigan Park on Saturday of the week. And look, it's going to be a tough session for them for the next 2 weeks, and look, the Galway public are a tough public to keep happy now. But when you get on the road with them and get the results, there's no better supporter than the Gunsrunner. When you go to Croke Park or St. Pancidian Turris, that's where you do the job at the end of the day is you're doing it for your county, like you're doing it for the jersey. But
I
look.
think, I think you said it there. Like, the biggest positive is that we're not out of reach in a Leinster final yet.
Oh no, we're not. With this going off of the sort not to do it, say, for the next week or two. And like they need to be hurt. They need to feel the hurt. They need to feel the pain. But look, they have a choice, Paul, and they pick the response now. No one else picks the response within the group except the players and the management. Because look, we want wins, we want cups, and we want Leinster championships. But like we're going to need to sort out an awful lot in the next 2 weeks.
Just there, you want trophies. Do you still think we still have to win a Leinster title? Because it's something everyone said on the podcast this year.
Very strong word. I think the most important thing for the group is they get a level of consistency in terms of performance. And to keep together and stick together as a group and to pull together and be open and honest with themselves and be brave in terms of if they're not happy with something to speak out and say, no, thanks. This isn't what we're about. These standards that we have as a group isn't acceptable and to hold each other accountable to that. That's the most important thing for me. I wouldn't bother it. The Leinster stuff, finals and cups that look after itself. If you get yourself sorted and get the group sorted, all that stuff always looks after itself, providing you perform. And that's the hard part.
That's all we do time for on today's podcast. Antrim next, as we mentioned, and hopefully Galway can react from this. Jeff, thanks for your time.
Thank you.